All right, now, what about if it hurts you down here and you have to go rush to the hospital in your side? What's it called?
They call that the appendicitis.
Okay. And what if you eat something that doesn't agree with you, it might make you what?
You say my belly hurt, my stomach hurt.
And then what's going to happen after that?
Yeah, you're going to have to take a dose of medicine.
Yeah, but what happens if none of that does any good? And it comes back up, what do you say?
You say, oh, you vomiting now.
All right.
You vomiting now. I say you got the diarrhea.
And did you say a person vomited, he was sick what?
He just ate too much sometime.
He got sick what?
It made him sick at stomach.
All right. Now, she hardly got the knees when she came right over. She hardly got the news when she came right over. What? The town.
Yeah, she come right on over the town.
And if he doesn't come, you say I will. If I don't show up, you gonna be disappointed. What would you say?
If it don't show up, I'm gonna call somebody else.
Alright, what if you anytime you can come over, to see you. Anytime you can come see us, we would
anytime you come, we would appreciate you coming and be glad to see you.
And if you don't do that again, I'll what you to a child that was misbehaving.
If you don't do that, I'm going to whoop you.
Okay. And if you say somebody's, what's the old, when a fellow's interested in a girl, you say, what are they doing? They're what?
They call this F coding, don't they?
Okay. And what does she call him, and what does he call her?
Her good, he call her his good friend. She call him her boyfriend.
All right, now, what do they do when he, what do you know they've been doing when they come in and he's got lipstick on his collar?
They've been, you know, kissing one another.
All right, and when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say she's what?
She called herself Colton.
Yeah, and then when they stop seeing each other, what do you say?
So, well, they done fell out now, I guess they fell out.
He asked her to marry him, but she what?
She wasn't ready to marry. She said she wasn't ready.
They were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
That broke the engagement.
All right, but then if they do go ahead, then what do you say?
So, well, they made it up again and went ahead and married.
And they went ahead and what?
Married.
All right. And at a wedding, the man that stands up with the groom, what's he called?
He's called a
best man.
And what are the girls that stand up there with the bride, what are they called?
They're called the best girl.
All right, and after a wedding, the boys in the neighborhood might gather around the couple's home and make all kinds of noises. You'd call it a what?
What they're doing, they are... I don't know what to be doing.
Alright, and
wishing them much joy, I reckon.
Okay, what if you say, I saw him, what would you say, in Atlanta? What would you say, I saw him, how would you describe it? If you were trying to tell me you saw him in Atlanta, what would you say?
Yeah, I saw that boy down in Atlanta, down
what would you try and do if he said, he lives... With over there, what would you say? He lives with them.
He lives over there with his mother and father over there.
Alright, what if there's there was trouble at the party and the police came and arrested, what would you say?
So, well, they must have buried some sort of stirring around. Now, some of them act disorderly in the police at that bar.
Arrested what?
They arrested that boy or that girl.
What if they did every one of them, what would you say?
So, well, they all must have been in something and handled being arrested, a whole bunch of them.
Okay. And what if you go to, young people like to go out in the evenings and they like to get on the floor and move around. What do you call that?
Well,
they're going to a what?
They're going to a party.